Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about another effort going on. There are so many of them these days, and everyone is so thankful that folks are stepping up with all of the flooding going on, especially in the Missouri River Basin these days. So many folks, organizations, businesses, individuals stepping up to help out. And the Atlantic Kiwanis Club is no different. Deb Schuler is in with us this morning representing the Atlantic Kiwanis Group. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Fortunately, we can get in. We have open roads and opportunity to be able to travel and do what we need to do day to day to make life work. It's not always the case with some of those folks in some of those affected areas.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've got power and all the things that we take for granted, Jim. It's not that way down in Hamburg in those affected areas.
No, not at all. Well, a lot of groups, as I mentioned up front, organizations, businesses, individuals, have all been stepping forward to do whatever they can do to help. Every little bit certainly makes a difference. The Kiwanis Club here in Atlantic is getting in on that, too. How did that originate?
We were able to obtain a $5,000 grant from Kiwanis International, and we're going to be getting together this Friday, March 29th, at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic from 3 p.m. until probably around 9 o'clock or so. And we're looking for volunteers to help us with 2,000 sacks that we're going to be putting together of food items to take down Saturday morning to Hamburg.
Sure. How did the group acquire the grant?
We applied for it.
Through Kiwanis?
Yes.
So the larger Kiwanis organization is understanding and receptive to the needs of the local chapters.
Absolutely. They've always been fantastic to work with in an instance where you have a disaster like this. They absolutely were all on board to do whatever they could to help us help those in need.
No big paperwork or presentation necessary. They can turn on the news and see what the basis of the grant request is about.
Yes, unfortunately, it's been on pretty well national news. Yeah, Iowa and the Midwest has been with this historic flood.
You bet. Do some of the local Kiwanians have friends, relatives, what have you, that are in the affected areas?
Well, Hamburg is in our district, okay. And so yes, we get together with them on occasion for meetings and such, so we're thankful for the opportunity to be able to help them.
Sure. Okay, so now you mentioned Friday, you're going to be getting together as a group and also opening up, because you need a lot of hands to do a lot of this work. What's all going to be involved?
We'd like to have as many volunteers show up as possible anytime from 3 p.m. on. You can come and go. We'll be filling plastic bags with sandwiches, apples, bars, granola bars, celery, carrots, chips, and we've got water as well. And then we're going to have teddy bears that we can provide for small children. And so we could also use some people to help assist in driving once we get down there. So we're just looking for any help that we can get at this point.
Whatever help folks can provide.
Absolutely. And,
a lot of different ways that folks can help out, too. This is a cooperative effort, then? It's not just the Atlantic chapter?
No. We will be getting some assistance from the Kiwanis Club in Red Oak and also in Clarinda.
So they'll be coming up to help out with this this process also.
Absolutely.
So that's what the $5,000 grant was for, was to buy the supplies that you needed?
Yes.
And then you need some elbow grease to get it all.
Yeah, we need a lot of hands to put. I'm not sure how long it'll take to put together 2,000 bags, but we're going to find out.
Well, I don't know. I watched my mom put together 4-sack lunches every morning for some hungry young boys for lunch as they went off to school. That didn't seem to take too long. So, but if folks can help out and stop by and do some of this, it's just the little things like that that can make such a big difference.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what will happen then. So folks are going to put these together. You're going to have a bunch of boxes of sack lunches then.
We're going to have a bunch, absolutely. So we would look for people with vehicles to help drive them down, obviously volunteers to help put them together. They're going to be stored in the First Church of Christ until we load up. We plan to have them in Hamburg to distribute around 10 a.m.
Okay, and so hopefully get all that done Friday.
Could be a long night.
And then Saturday's travel day.
Correct.
And so how will that play out then? They're going to be trucked down in that direction, and is there a coordinated effort down there to distribute these, or will you be just looking for folks who need the assistance?
Well, we'll be working with officials in Hamburg once upon our arrival.
Okay. And then they'll be helping to direct you in the right place. And this is for anybody who is in need. It might be rescue folks. It might be local folks who are helping in the cleanup efforts and the prevention efforts and whatever. But it also might be, in some cases, for folks who are still sheltered.
Yes. Certainly, certainly. We'll, anything left over will be going to their shelter down there. So we're hoping to get a lot distributed, but anything left over will be put to good use in the area.
Sure. Are you taking any donations at this particular time, or are you really at this point just looking for folks to help?
Well, if anybody can get their hands on some hand sanitizer, we certainly could use some of that that we would like to take down, and coolers would be helpful as well if we could use some coolers and we could get that back to you. So Charlene Johnson is coordinating the effort, and her number is 712-249-9574.
Okay. Now you say coolers. Are you talking about the little personal ones or large coolers?
Any size.
Anything.
Yeah.
And they would get them back.
Yes.
The hope is just to get the perishables down there.
Correct.
Then get them distributed and then bring those permanent items back then too.
Yes.
Very good. How does this fit into the mission for Kiwanis?
Well,
this should be pretty obvious, but tell me how that fits in.
As you know, Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to improving the world, one community and one child at a time. And certainly this is a community that's in need of a lot of assistance. So certainly thankful to be able to do this for them, and it's just a little something to help get the process going. And once we get down there, we can maybe find other ways that we can be of assistance in the months and perhaps even years to come.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you need to understand this is not over.
No.
For these folks by any stretch of the imagination. We're only a week into spring.
Exactly.
We haven't even seen the spring thaw up north yet. We are going to see spring rains yet. We're going to see all kinds of issues. And as you've been listening, all the levees, like from Council Bluffs on south to the Missouri border, they're all breached. They're all gone.
Yes.
There's no way to rebuild that
no.
before we get into the spring season. So what these folks are going through right now may not necessarily end anytime soon.
No.
We don't know.
We don't.
We have to be prepared for that, and that's why they need as much help as we can possibly provide them. Now, I know locally that we have different organizations and groups here mm-hmm. in town that folks belong to. Nice thing is, it's not really all that competitive. Everybody gets along real well, and sometimes they join together to help out. So
Absolutely.
Do you want to throw out a little opportunity there?
Well, we would welcome any of the other civic organizations and certainly all of the churches in the area to come out and help us, any community business leaders that want to come out, and certainly the schools, all of the youth groups there. We've opened up a plea for help from our 4-H and FFA clubs locally, so the more the merrier.
Yeah, use whatever resources you can. Make
you
sure
bet.
You get this project done. You know, you mentioned this will be, what, from 3 o'clock till, it might be maybe 9 or so, who knows?
We're not sure how long it'll take.
But you're not asking folks that necessarily to stay there that whole time.
No, come and go as your schedule allows, and we're going to throw a little bit of fun in there along the way, so the time will go quickly.
Volunteer what we're. It's a social event too.
Absolutely.
You know, you're doing something that's a positive for other people, so we want it to be something that's not just going to be fun for you at the time, but also you understand the importance of what you're doing, and it's going to give you that feel good as well. So, okay, well, give them the details again. So it's Friday, and they don't need to call. They don't need to RSVP or anything.
Nope.
Just come on out.
Just come on out. The First Church of Christ, 1310 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, and pizza will be served around 6 p.m., and we thank you in advance for helping with this effort.
You bet. Well, and thanks also to the Kiwanis Club International for stepping up with that $5,000 grant to make this project happen, too, in the first place. So they could spend that money in a lot of different ways in a lot of different places, but they've chosen to distribute it out here in this area so that folks who really need it can benefit.
Absolutely. Very thankful for that.
And by the way, while we're sitting here visiting, too, do you need any more Kiwanians, or are you guys just plumb full?
Oh, we can absolutely always use new members, Jim. Thanks for bringing that up. We would love to have anybody come out to our meeting. We meet every Thursday at noon at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. All you have to do is show up and come check us out, see what we're all about, and we can tell you a little bit more when you arrive.
Of course, you can also do that Friday when folks stop by to help out. If they want to know more about Kiwanis and the mission and what they provide to the community and how they can be a part of it, just ask.
Absolutely.
Easy enough. Deb Schuler, thanks for coming by. Good luck Friday. Hope you get a good turnout.
Thank you, Jim.